Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But today, my friends, I'm going to blow it up. I'm in one of those moods where you're not going to want to change off this channel. If you cannot stick with this, you're going to want to listen to this podcast through and through. In fact, you might want to listen to this podcast four or five times in a row because it might mean a complete change in your life forever. Looking at a Census Bureau information right now, I'm finding out that in 2005, the median income was $57,936. And as of last year, it was $53,657, down 7.39%. The middle class is losing ground. The lower end class is not, because welfare is going up. Obama's expanded welfare larger than anything in the whole world. The upper class is getting richer because we own more and more of the assets the middle class can no longer or will no longer purchase. And so we own all the assets. I was looking at an article today. It said that the price of a starter home was almost impossible for a starter person, first-time home buyer, to be able to afford it. Everything seems to be going against the middle class. Everything seems to be going great for the upper class. And, of course, the lower class is living off the middle class's income taxes. So what are you to do about this? Well, I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you completely retire? Why don't you create enough passive income streams that you don't have to worry about what your income is? Or let's look at another way. If you have enough passive income streams to replace your earned income, you have just doubled your personal income. That's the way you can look at it. So you could double the quality, the standard of your life. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, you just have to have some certain information, which I'm going to present to you today, that will help you get there mentally. Financially, all you have to do is follow the map. We have the map for you to do it. Over the last 25 years, thousands of people have followed that map and have had incredible results. Dave Ramsey makes a statement in his book on his website that baby step six is pay off your home. Says that is the most adverse problem you ever have in your life, is having a mortgage over your head, and then once you pay it off, your life is great, except you still have every other bill in the world, including property taxes and insurance on the house, water, gas, and electric on the house, maintenance, repair on the house. So does that really solve all of your problems? No, it doesn't. It's just something to get out from underneath of a little bit of debt. But it's really not the problem. The real problem is every day of your life, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to get up and work, even into your 70s and 80s now. The argument for that is very easy to follow. If we look at the 401ks and so forth, we'll get into that in a moment. Where the net worth of America is at, we'll get into that today and what's being done with that net worth. But first, I just want to make this bold claim. Someone was on my radio show the other day and they go, yeah, you know, Dell said that he retired in 2.5 years after starting investing in real estate. And, you know, my goal was 3 years. And, you know, I'm a month or two short of that. I'm like 3 years, 3 months. Another one of the couples that came on, they said they've been at it 4 years now and they're retired after 4 years. 5 to 7 years, folks, is enough. You should be able to do it. Most of you have worked at least 5 to 7 years your entire adult life already, and you are nowhere near closer to retirement. You should be able to achieve retirement in 5 to 7 years. Now, interestingly enough, the less money that you earn, the less money you have to cover to be able to retire. So I'm not saying that a poor person can become a multimillionaire overnight. What I'm saying is a person can cover their income. If you've got a lot of income, then you have a lot of money revolving around and through your doors and through your fingers, and you should be able to retire in 5 to 7 years. It all has to do with whether you're willing to do what's necessary to retire or not. And today we want to talk about that and cover that so that we understand what it's going to take to get you there. So let's pick a place to start here, and let's talk about the U.S. median income being $53,577. All right, down 7% from before. So let's go to the next piece of information I think is important, and that is federal income tax rates. I wanted this to be an argument, a discussion that was as close to reality as possible. So I looked up a bunch of different things, and I'm playing fast and loose with numbers. There's no doubt about it. I wrote this all up in just a few minutes, but it makes sense. So let's talk about it. The median income is $53,000, and you can follow along with this if you like, or you can wait till you're out of the car and pull up the podcast, listen to it over and over again, write these numbers down, but I'm just going to give them to you. I wrote them down so I could give them to you and you could listen to the radio and keep on driving and doing what you're doing. But if your median income is $53,657, you're going to be in the 25% income tax bracket, which means you're going to spend $13,414 in income taxes. Now, you also have to pay Social Security and Medicare, or at least your half of that Social Security and Medicare, which is going to be another 7.65% if you are employed. Your employer will pay the other 7.65%. That's going to leave you only $36,139 a year of take-home pay. That is, my friends, $3,011 a month. Now, I'm going to make this argument. The average single-family rent house we're buying right now has a $500 a month positive cash flow. Yeah, we have some that have 6 and 7. Yeah, we have some that 4, 3 and 4. But the average is about $500 a month right now. So if you had to cover only $3,011, you only need 6 rent houses to retire. Now, think about that. Do you think in 7 years you could buy 6 rent houses? Most people are buying 3 to 6 a year when they get into this business. So it'd be very simple for you to cover your income. But let's go one step deeper. What if you're self-employed? Then you have to pay the other 7.65%. And now your income take-home is only $32,000 a year. $32,000 divided by 12 is $2,670. Now you only need 5 houses to replace your personal income. And you got to think about that. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. You say, well, that's the median income, right? Yeah, that's the median income, right? That's the median income out there. But what if you make more? If you make more, you're in a higher tax bracket, so you still take home less. If you make more, you have more 401k, IRA income, and you have more savings. You probably have a larger mortgage. So if Dave Ramsey's saying to you, you can pay your mortgage down in 5 to 7 years, then the question is, why can't you pay your mortgage down in 5 to 7 years? Then why can't you pay off 5 to 7 rent houses in 5 to 7 years, right? If you're only putting 10 to 20% down, 20% down, and you're paying off a house in 5 to 7 years, you've got to be paying down at least 20% of the debt every year to get there. So if you're paying down 20% of the debt, why couldn't you put 20% down on another home? Instead of paying off one home, in 5 to 7 years, you could buy 5 to 7 houses. And with those 5 to 7 houses, create enough income to retire yourself. Now, Dell, I have a larger home. Well, then you have more money it would take to pay that home off. Have you more income to be able to earn, or you're earning more income, and you have a deeper tax bracket. So it is sucking your income level down to where it's easier for you to obtain this. So let's go one step further. How about if you live in a state where they have state income taxes? I'm going to get into state income taxes here for a second and take a look at this, because this is important. It says right now there are actually 7 states that do not collect any income taxes at all: Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, Wyoming. There are 2 states that only collect taxes on dividends and interest: New Hampshire and Tennessee. California has the highest incremental tax rate of 13.3%. 8 states have only 1 income tax bracket, charging its residents the same rate of income. And 8 states have, let's see, and California has the largest number of different tax brackets on a state. So you go down here and you look at the income tax rates, state income tax rates, right? And you've got Alabama at 5, Arizona at 4.5. California at 13.3, Colorado 4.6, 6.9 for Connecticut, 8.2 for Hawaii, 7.95 for Maine, 9.85 for Minnesota, 8.97 for New Jersey, 8.82 for New York. Guys, go down this list. It is frightening. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and show what that's doing to your life.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm making a major argument I hope you're focusing in on, and that is Dave Ramsey saying you can pay off your personal residence in 5 to 7 years. I'm saying if you can raise that much cash, if you can save that much cash to pay that down that much quicker, you obviously have the income and the cash to be able to buy your life back from corporate America in 5 to 7 years and either be able to double your personal net income or retire, one of the two. In other words, you can equal or surpass the amount of income that you're earning at your job. The argument starts with the median home income, or the median household income is $53,657. You take away the 25% income taxes. Now realize, if you make more money, you're going to go from the 25% tax rate to the 33% tax rate to the 40% tax rate to the 42% tax rate. So let's say you're at the top tax rate. You're making 42% income taxes and you're self-employed. You lose another 15% in Social Security and Medicare. So now you're at 57, and then you're in state income tax of 10, you're at 67%. So even if you make $170,000 a year, your take-home pay is still only $32,000 a year. The same thing. You're not taking home more income. You're not making as much money as you think you are. If you're making under $100,000 a year, you're not making hardly anything by the time they get done taxing the snot out of you. And the higher you go up in the income brackets, the more they're going to tax you. Heaven forbid knows what's going to happen if more Democratic presidents get in play, or if, you know, Trump runs off the Congress and the Senate and we have all Democratic Party again. But the bottom line is, what I'm saying to you, you have to get this in your mind, is if you do real estate investing correctly, you do it the way we've been doing it for 25 years, the income from your rental income is going to be tax-free. Now, the truth of it is it's tax-deferred. But the reality is you can defer it for the rest of your life. You can defer it until you die. And if you defer it until you die, it goes away. Literally, all the taxes you've owed on all the income you've made off real estate just disappear, just like that. It's called a stepped-up basis if you want to talk to your CPA about it. But the bottom line is we can defer, and never pay taxes. So what does that mean to us? That means to us, if you come down here to this median person income, right, and you just pay regular taxes, you're only making $3,000 a month. If you pay both sides of the Social Security, which means you have your own business, you're self-employed, you're only making $2,600 a month. And if you have a state income tax, you're making even less than that, somewhere around $2,200 to $2,300 a month. So you're talking, in all these cases, 5 to 6 rent houses. Now, the argument I'm making is, guys, if you can pay off your house, right, if you can save enough money to pay down the principal on a $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 house, because that's what you're doing. The median home right now in Texas, I believe, is $208,000. So if you can afford to pay off $208,000, right, if you can afford to pay off $208,000, you can afford to buy 8 rent houses, minimum. If you buy them right, you probably buy 18 of them if you did it right. But you have to see this. You have to think logically about what you're passing up in life by paying off that stupid house. You're passing up the opportunity to make enough income to pay the house mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, your auto payment, your gas, your electric, your food, everything, and be retired. Now, why would you ever make the illogical choice to want to pay off a home and still owe taxes, property taxes on it, still owe insurance on it, gas, electric, water, all that, when you could pay off all of your bills, have them paid for you for the rest of your life from your investments? Why would you make that decision? Who, any normal human being who thought that through with one modicum of intelligence, would see you'd be better off to create a passive stream of income that covers all of your bills than to just pay your way out of one of your bills? That doesn't make any sense at all. So now we broke this thing down here. These state income tax rates, and really, again, I'm going to go back to the state income tax thing. Facts are there's currently 7 states that do not collect taxes. First thing you need to do is get in one of those states. I'm in Texas. That's one of them. But you have to realize these tax rates, they're unbelievable. I was reading them to you before we went to break. And I mean, I didn't even realize they were this high. I had no idea that there was this much income or state income tax. Wisconsin, 7.65. West Virginia, 6.5. Virginia, 5.75. Vermont, 8.95. Utah, 5%. Tennessee, 6%. South Carolina, 7%. Rhode Island, 5.99. Pennsylvania, 3. Oregon, 9.9. Oklahoma, 5.25. Ohio, 5.33. South Dakota, 3.2. North Carolina, 5.7. New York, 8.82. New Mexico, 4.9. New Jersey, 8.97. New Hampshire, 5. Nebraska, 6.8. Montana, 6.9. Missouri, 6. Mississippi, 5. Minnesota, 9.85. Michigan, 4.25. Massachusetts, 5.1, Maryland, 5.7, Maine, 7.95, and it goes on and on and on and on. Hawaii, 8.25, Idaho, 7.4, Connecticut, 6.99, 6.8 for Delaware, 6.9 for Arkansas, California, 13.3%. Unbelievable. 50% of the people in California are on welfare, and the rest are paying 13%. State income taxes. And all I'm asking you to do is to just think about it. If you could earn the income tax free, you could replace that massively taxed down income. Most people in America pay somewhere around 40 to 50% of their income out. Now, there are really people pay 40 to 60, so the average is about 50. But 50% of what you earn, you're not getting. You're not taking it home. So when you go to replace that income, it's not as much as you think it is. Like I said, it's somewhere between 5 and 6 houses to replace your income. And even if you have a higher amount of income, like I said, let's say, for instance, you make $100,000 a year and they take 50% of it. Now you've got $50,000 a year. Divide that by 12, right? Let's take a little quick math here. Divide 50 by 12 and see what it is. And that's what you have to replace for a $100,000 a year person. Let's see, is there even a calculator available to me? There we go. $50,000 divided by 12, $41.66 a month divided by $500 a month. It's going to take you 8 rent houses to cover that. 8 rent houses, guys, and you cover $100,000 a year income. And I mean, it's covered. You're done. So, well, I couldn't live on $100,000 a year. I couldn't live on. I said, what do you mean you can't live on it? That's what you're living on right now, and you're also saving money. So you could live on it. You're just deceiving yourself, thinking that you're making more than you are, living a life of quiet desperation. We're going to take a short break. Our number here, if you'd like to call in, is 877-655-6755. And phone lines are open during the break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. In the first segments of the two segments of the show, I explained to you the theory and the numbers behind early retirement. 5 to 7 years is the typical number that I quote out there. And I quote that as loosely as Dave Ramsey quotes, sell, pay off your home in 5 to 7 years. Those kinds of numbers and dates and periods are a generic look at what most people are doing when they come to Lifestyles. And not all people, but most people. You have to be willing to follow the plan, not get drawn away from it somewhere, not get lazy on it. But if you just do what you're supposed to do, within 5 to 7 years, you should have replaced your earned income. Or if you don't want to replace it, don't get me wrong, you can keep your job and just double your income, which you can't do in your job. You can't go to your boss and go, look, I want to double my income. Now let's talk about the concept of retirement. Most people think of retirement as an age thing. I'll retire when I'm 65. Nowadays, they're pushing it out to 70 because you're waiting for your Social Security to kick in, your 401k to kick in. And they're talking to you every day on the radio now about stupid ideas about if you wait until you're 72, I think it is, or 75, you can get double the amount of Social Security you could get if you retire at age 62, which is the normal age to retire at, right? And so now the idea is, can you outlast Social Security? I mean, you know, yeah, you're going to get double. That's because you haven't collected for 10 years that you could have been collecting. And the money you could have collected for that 10 years is money you could have invested and become rich with that money. Now, it just doesn't make any sense unless you're just a complete idiot to not understand that these guys are swaying you the wrong way. They're just telling you things that are best for them. Now, granted, if you're unsophisticated, uneducated, you don't understand the options, then their, you know, rhetoric makes sense. I mean, I can see why you'd believe their stuff. By the way, wholeheartedly, I believed it when I was younger. I believed all of the normal rhetoric that was out there about finances and about retirement until I didn't. When I retired 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate, I didn't believe it anymore. I knew it was wrong. I knew it was a lie. I knew it was a misrepresentation, whatever you want to call it, an overgeneralization if you want to be nice about it. Right? So I went in and I'm looking at this thing and saying, what is the alternative to my theory of retire in 5 to 7 years? One theory is Dave Ramsey's, pay off your house in 5 to 7 years. We'll see where you're at. In 5 to 7 years, if I retire myself, I have enough income to cover all my bills. I can now go anywhere I want, do whatever I want, with whomever I want, anytime I want, because I don't have any bills. They're all covered. Now let's go to paying off your personal residence. You still got to get up and go to work. Your life really isn't different. You're still living a life of quiet desperation, living in a cubicle and having no life at all, because each and every day you've got to get up and go back to the cubicle because you can't stop getting up and going to work because you still don't have income, right? You got rid of some debt, but you don't have income. Let's talk about the other fallacy, and that is you're going to retire and 401k is going to be there for you. Let me read this article from Vanguard. It says, the 401k is still a great barometer for how we as a country are doing when it comes to preparing for our golden years. Sadly, we aren't doing that well. Here are the big numbers. According to Vanguard's annual report, How America Saves in 2015, the average 401k account in 2014 was $102,682. In one light, this is enormously positive, as it represents an 83% increase from the average balance in 2008. And you all know what happened in 2008. We had a crash, stock market crash, real estate crash, bank crash. And so we've come back 83% since 2008. Good. Glad to hear that. Don't want to see you guys starving. Don't want to see you guys broke, right? But it's sad to say, however, that $100,000 doesn't go that far these days. Using the 4% rule for withdrawals, this would provide for $4,100 to live off of each year in retirement. Now, $4,100 a year, not a month, a year, which I don't think most people can retire on. Now, let's go one step further. Do you realize that that income is still taxable income? You're still going to be paying income taxes on that? So, guys, even if you have money in your 401k. Now, there's one other thing they're not telling you about that. If you've got $100,000 in your 401k, you take it out, you're going to get taxed on the $100,000, right? So you're going to get taxed on $100,000. You're going to get taxed on the $4,100. By the time you take this money out to live on, and you have to take it out to live on it, and that's what retirement is living on your passive income. When you take it out to live on it, you've got less than $100,000. The more you take out, the lower your return is. If you're getting a 4% return, which, you know, if you're getting a 4% return inside your 401k and you take out, you know, $20,000 to live on this year, you drop that $100,000 down to $80,000. Now that 4% is of $80,000, right? And that continues for the next 5 years to where there's nothing left of that money because you can't live on $4,000 a month or a year. You can live on $4,000 a month, but you can't live on $4,000 a year, right? So then it goes on, it gets even worse. It says it's even more alarming that this figure is just a mean, and it's pulled up disproportionately by those with high balances. If we take the median 401k, we get just a little over $29,603, or just about a $1,200 per year retirement income. $1,200 a year, $100 a month. Guys, think of working your entire life filling up your 401k to make $100 a month out of it. Instead, why not go buy one rent house and make $500 a month right now? See, there's just no logic behind what you guys are doing once you understand what you can do. Is I understand right now that you're making the very best decision you can make for your family based on the information that you have. I'm on the radio right now, giving up my time, my energy, and my life to share with you these ideas that rescued me at 34 years of age. Now, what I think we need to do here is I think we need to have a common cause, a common mantra, and that is we want to do the best for our families based on the information that we have. You now currently have more information about retirement than you had in your entire life. More than your college professors had in their life. More than your attorneys and your CPAs had in their life. How do we know that? Because they're not retired. We also know that they're not rich in most cases. And they don't have a method to become rich. They have a method to earn a good income, which they do. They're intelligent. They're educated. They're good people. There's, you know, no downside to most of these people. They're just trying to figure out how to hack out a living. But as they hack out this living, they're spreading information that is not that effective for people. And so what I'm trying to share with you is that there are other ideas out there. You need to go look for them. I believe we bring them right to the table at Lifestyles Unlimited. But if you don't like lifestyles, you don't like me, go look for them somewhere else because they're out there. Because people are retiring at early ages. People are becoming millionaires and multimillionaires. The world is not over. Just because your 401k isn't going to be effective for retirement, that doesn't mean you can't find something that will be. And I'm representing the argument for rental real estate. Because you can earn tax-free income, which does lower the amount of gross income you need to earn to replace your net income. I'm also arguing the point that any amount of debt reduction on your personal residence, that amount of money could be used 10 times better because it would be leveraged 10 times more effectively if it were invested in real estate deals instead of paying off your mortgage. Now, I understand that you are on something called baby steps, But we were all babies at one time. We all wore diapers and we all did doo-doo in our pants and our parents had to come clean us up. But that doesn't mean we have to stay in diapers the rest of our lives, waddling around with crap on our face, looking like we are an idiot. You can grow up, people. You can climb the maturity continuum, not the financial continuum, not the dependency continuum, where the higher you go, the more dependent you are on that paycheck because you got a lot to lose, but the maturity continuum, where you're able to grow your self-control, grow your independent control over your life to where you can get to where you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, with whomever you want, and have enough money to support that. That's what we're working on. Let's take another look at this. Now, it looks like we're coming up to break here. So if you'd like to call in and argue about this, you think that I'm totally wrong, the public would like to hear your argument, somebody wants to defend your side of thinking, our number here is 877-655-6755. When we come back, I've got two or three more articles I want to share with you about the situation you're in and clear this thing up once and for all. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about why don't you just retire in 5 to 7 years instead of, like Dave Ramsey says, pay your house off in 5 to 7 years, or like everybody else says, pay up your 401k in 5 to 7 years. I pulled up the average balances for the 401k, and they give us two numbers. They give us the median number, which would be, you know, 50% of people have less than this, 50% have more. And then they give us the average number. And the average number is pulled up way high by the super rich at the top. So if you're a super rich person, then you probably should look and compare yourself to the average number. If you're just an average person, look at the median number. People under 25 years of age, the median has $1,400, $1,430. The average has $4,147. So there's not a lot of money sitting around in 25-year-old kids' pockets yet. From 25 to 34, though, that raises to $9,313 for the median and up to $24,378 for the go-getters. That's 25 to 34 years of age. From 35 to 44, the median is $26,681. And the average is $65,767. From age 45 to 50, the median is $50,925. And the average is $124,287. From age 55 to 64, this would be my age bracket, the median is $76,518. And the average is $186,404. Now, if you think about an indication where I told you how I made over $1 million in one transaction before, and you think about the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of rental income I've earned, and you think $186,404 for the high end, and I'm talking about my age group, 55 to 64, my gosh, folks, I mean, that's nothing in my mind. It really is. I know in your mind that might be good, but I just don't know how you take $186,000 to get it out. You have to pay 40% income taxes to get it out of there. So now you have, you know, $100,000. How do you live on $100,000 the rest of your life, right? And even if it produces 4% return, how do you live on $4,000 a month, or a year? I'm sorry, $4,000 a year, especially if you're coming out of an earned income bracket that allows you to save way better than the average person. Follow me what I'm saying here? Age 65, the median is $72,845. Now, this is 65 plus, my bad. And the average is $208,158. This is all according to Vanguard. And, you know, you look at this and you say, phew, how does anybody survive that way? Now, the next thing I started thinking is, well, what if I pulled my money out of my 401k and I got that money? And what if I used the Dave Ramsey pay off my home money? So instead of putting down 20%, paying off my mortgage 20% each year, I use that money towards buying rental income. What if I took my 401k IRA out and used that money towards buying it? What else would happen? And I looked at home equity. An interesting article came up on this. I thought it was pretty interesting. It talks about home equity's impact on financial security. And they're talking about less than 35 years of age. The average home equity is $20,000. From 35 to 44, it's $40,000. From 45 to 54, it's $70,000. From 55 to 64, it's $97,000. From 65 and up, it's $130,000. Right? And then it plateaus there and stays there all the way to age 75. So I guess, you know, the average home is probably $130,000 and it's paid off by the time you're 65 years of age. Well, now you go back, you take your average 401k, this is average now, this is the high end, not the low end, not the median, but the high end. You take the high end guy, and he's got $180,000 in his 401k, he's got $130,000 in his house, that's $300,000, right? Then I looked up net worth, and it was interesting on net worth, because that's kind of what happens here, is that by age 65, they're saying the average total net worth is $194,000. So if you've got $194,000 worth of net worth, you could go out there and buy how many rent houses, right? Let's say $20,000 each, that'd be five per 100,000. You could buy eight of them, or 10 of them, and that's $5,000 a month, right? That's $5,000 a month. $60,000 a year, which would be equivalent to $100,000 of gross earned income. Of gross earned income, this $60,000 a year net would be equivalent to $100,000 of earned income before taxes. After taxes, it would be the same $60,000. So here it is. I've showed you how the median person could retire themselves. And I've showed you how the people at my age, older people, have a little bit more money in the bank, can still retire themselves. Now, we haven't even brought in the concept of capital acquisition to where we go out and we have captured equity. We haven't brought in the concept of going out there in an apartment complex and doubling our money in a year or two and then refinancing out the money tax-free and then using that money to double our income again. We haven't talked about any of that. We haven't talked about the people that have done it passively, like the people that were on yesterday who had 15 apartment complexes and five houses. We haven't talked about accumulating that much wealth because after 4 years, they bought into three apartment complexes, got refinanced out or sold, doubled their money, 300% returns, I think they said they made. And then they went back in again and did it again and did it again and did it again until, boom, now they're up to, you know, they own 12 or 15, they own 12 apartments now because they sold three. But they're making over $100,000 a year in passive income, which is really equivalent to probably $160,000 a year. Because it's such a high amount of money, right? So we haven't even touched that base. So what have I done? I've showed you how the median income person can retire. I've showed you how the wealthier person can retire. And I, again, ask you one more time before we get off the air on this argument here today is, would you rather have a house paid in full and have to work the rest of your life? Would you rather work the rest of your life to fill up a 401k that only pay you $4,000 a month for the rest of your life? And then have to pay taxes on that $4,000? Or would you rather, right now, within 5 to 7 years, retire and earn enough tax-free income to pay for whatever you need the rest of your life? It's a tough question. You're going to have to think about it. I made my decision way back when I was 30 years old. Now it's your choice. I hope you make the right one. But remember, we're not doing this just for money. We're doing it for an incredible lifestyle of freedom and success. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.